This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Richwood Memorial Gardens is a sprawling cemetery off Highway 165. Like all graveyards, it houses many untold stories, such as that of obscure blues guitarist Blind Joe Reynolds. Leslie Rambin talks with local cemeterian Keith Magoo about the moment he realized a small unmarked plot was home to a legendary blues musician.
Born in Tallulah, Blind Joe Reynolds recorded 8 songs for Paramount and RCA Victor in the 1930s, 2 of which still remain undiscovered. Blind Joe spent his final days in Monroe. In 1968, he was admitted to St. Francis Hospital, where he passed away from pneumonia. Although the circumstances around Blind Joe's funeral remain mysterious, local cemeterian Keith Magoo is here to tell us the story behind his headstone. So we brought you here today to talk about somebody who's buried there, who actually has a really interesting history, and his name is Blind Joe Reynolds, but I think that you guys know him as Joe Shepherd, right?
That is correct. In our records, it's listed as Joe Shepherd, but you alluded to earlier off the radio that sometimes people have to have more than one name to escape a previous name. So yeah,
That's
he had several aliases, if you will.
I know there's a really interesting story behind how he got his headstone. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can. There is a nice couple that came in from, I'm wanting to say Finland, but do not hold me to that. But and they make an annual trek to this area every year. He, and his name is Valerie, he is an author as well, and he's written several books on Mississippi Delta blues players. And not just your most popular, you know, run-of-the-mill that everyone's heard of, but more of the obscure, less recorded artist. And Blind Joe Reynolds being one of probably the least recorded blues musician. But anyway, as Europeans, as we all know, they're very fond of American blues and especially the Delta blues. But anyway, they came to Richwood Memorial Gardens, and it was awkward because you have two Finnish people that come in the door, which, you know, that's usually not who walks through the door.
Yeah.
And not really that well spoken as far as English goes. And but we figure it all out and what they're trying to do and who they're looking for. And, you know, unbeknownst to me that Blind Joe Reynolds, you know, I did not know anything about this particular person until they enlightened me.
Did they play you some of his songs?
They were able to. Of course, it was a scratchy, very primitive recording, but it was, I mean, you could tell that it was legit and authentic. But anyway, I went out to show them where Joe Shepherd, a.k.a. Blind Joe Reynolds, was laid to rest. And when we got out there, which is not really that uncommon, but there was no head marker. And so it was just a patch of grass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, well, this will be where he is. And they were like, so there's no head marker to mark this. And I'm like, no. So the first thing on their agenda was, well, we're going to remedy this. So they went through the process of ordering a very nice granite tombstone with the vase, and it has the guitar.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And, yeah, it's very nice.
Support for Byway Blues on KEDM comes from Washington Wine and Spirits. More about takeaway hand-cut steaks, beverages, and gift baskets is at washingtonwineandspirits.com, with additional support from the Entergy Charitable Foundation and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities.